Good evening. This is Colin Birdwhistle, member of the Associated Press, NPR contributor, and the New York Times editorial director. Today, I welcome you to the BBC's first of many episodes of the limited series Blood Runs Red in the Oil Patch with Clem and Dan. Over the last few years, I have written extensively of the world's reliance on fossil fuels and the infrastructure necessary to supplant and curtail its further use. While it is my belief that the world stands on the edge of its own self-inflicted destruction, in the spirit of fair access, I feel it absolutely necessary to...
Hey, Colin, I'm going to have to politely ask you to shut the fuck up. We all agreed that this show would have traditional values. We have to do the weekly crude oil price update and say the oil man's prayer.
Yeah, what are them prices, Dan?
The price of Alamont Yellow Wax is $50.44, up 12 cents. The price of Buena Vista Hills is $108.93, down $1.31. California Buena Vista is $71.05, down 35 cents. And California Midway Sunset is $66.50, down 35 cents. Clem, would you recite the oil man's prayer?
Yeah, thank you, Dan. It is my duty and my pleasure to do so. Our boss man, up there in heaven somewhere, hallowed is your goddamn name. Your will be done, you'll get her done. On time and under budget, on our dirt as it is in heaven. Give us our monthly mailbox money. Forgive us for our trespasses, but guide our bullets into the foreheads of those who would trespass upon our leases. Lead us into the glorious pay zone and deliver us from infernal dry holes. Goddamn right.
Goddamn right. Now, what were you saying, Caleb?
Colin. My name is Colin. I want to cover the economic realities of the fossil fuel industry, its opportunities, its challenges, and the people who make it happen.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Today I am interviewing two men who've made their lives in the oil and gas industry, also known in their own professional vernacular as The Patch. One man, 83-year-old Clem Hostetler, is considered a legend to oil and gas professionals. He is also a vocal critic of environmentalists, climatologists, secular humanists, and law enforcement professionals. He is joined by his longtime business associate and protege, Dan Varney. Hello, Clem. How are you feeling today?
Well, old Clem's on this side of the dirt, ain't he?
Dan, how are you feeling today?
Frankly, Caleb, I'm worried.
It's Colin, and we will get to that later, Dan. Clem, welcome. Your reputation precedes you.
Yeah, so does my wing-wang. But I'd like to thank you kindly, English. Is here set up here. Clem ain't ever done no radio show. My goddamn metrosexual grandson done reached out to you. Suggested I had something interesting to say, but I done said everything worth saying already. But then somebody tells me I can monetize this shit. So, all right. Well, now here I am talking it into some microphone. I'm looking into it right now. The big old black thing with the tip looks like some bitch in afro. It's like talking it into some Negro's pecker. You trying to intimidate old Clem? Is you?
No, Clem, I am not. It is a standard microphone that we use to record our podcasts.
Yeah, well, this old black snake microphone don't impress old Clem. Old Clem used to use a 1951 Shure 55S, the greatest of all microphones. Old Clem was a great guitar picker and western crooner. Did you know that, boy?
Clem can croon.
Goddamn right, old Clem can croon and play. Better than that sumbitch Merle Haggard. Fuck him.
Okay. Moving right along, Clem. What would you say about the general consensus that oil and gas is a dying industry, that it's being supplanted with carbon-neutral power sources such as wind and solar?
Hey, Clem, let me take this. First of all, let me say that's liberal socialist propaganda. It's all a big lie. Did you know that windmills and solar panels don't even generate electricity? Hell, Hoover Dam don't produce electricity. It was all for show. One big make-work project by a communist president trying to show that government can do something. But like all government projects, it was just a wealth redistribution scheme. A way to make liberal elites rich at the expense of real Americans.
Yep. Yeah. That's all right. And then there's the wind cancer from them turbines. It makes your gonads turn black and fall off. That's because of the magnetic polarity. And them solar panels are controlled by the Qingzhong Bingbongs. You gonna hand our energy infrastructure to a bunch of laundry jockeys? When I was a boy, that's what they were fit for. Every time old Clem needed blood cleaned off his linens, old Clem would see some Ching Chong to help old Clem clean up his messes. His unspeakable messes. But aside from the Ching Chong Bing Bong race and what America should do with him, anybody knows shit from Shinola knows there's only three ways to generate electrical power that ain't bullshit. It's coal, natural gas, and nuclear power. And all of them are completely safe.
That is demonstrably false.
I'll demonstrate all up in your south mouth if you contradict me, you English faggot.
All right. Go on, Clem.
There's been a lot of hokum about them electric automobiles. This car company, I don't know if you ever heard of them. They call themselves Tesla. It's owned by a man named Elon Musk. He looks like the bad guy in a James Bond movie or some rape suspect in Law and Order Special Victims Unit. His sumbitching company's worth $800 billion. Shit, that's four times the size of fucking Chevron. Fuck Chevron. Them fucking cocksuckers.
Clem, things have changed. The marketplace is very interested in the prospect of moving toward carbon-neutral alternatives to the internal combustion engine.
Fuck you! What marketplace? Oh, Clem don't know nobody with one of them. Clem drives all over Bakersfield. All over. Shit, Clem ain't ever seen no fucking Tesla. But Clem sees a Chevron station every few blocks. This world's gone crazy. Crazier than a sleeper creeping toothless meth whore.
I don't know if either of you know this, but that Elon Musk, he's one of them.
Dan, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, Dan, please tell our listeners who them is.
Nobody knows who they are, except for them. But it is said that they are the ones who call the shots. You know them wealthy pedophile liberal elites that pay your salary, Caleb? The ones that QAnon's been talking about? They answer to them. They are the ones who truly control our lives.
Dan, it seems that you are spouting absurd conspiracy theories.
Hell, Dan's been listening to Alex Jones again.
I am an expert on this. When I'm not working, drinking, or sleeping, I spend my time on 4chan and InfoWars, staying abreast of all conspiratorial happenings. I also do research on my own. Hey, Clem, have I ever told you about the lizard people?
Yes, yes, you have. 10,000 times. I suppose old Clem's got to hear it again.
Caleb, you know what's really going on.
No, Dan, I don't. What's really going on?
You know?
I really don't know what you're talking about. I only know that you sound incredibly paranoid and unhinged.
Paranoia is a social construct created by psycho-babbling Jew head shrinkers who don't want anyone to know what is being perpetrated against us all. They're all in on it, too. Only liberal elites like you know their secret rights. Tell our listeners, now!
Secret rights? Lizard people? What are you on about?
He ain't one of them, Dan.
Well, maybe you ain't one of them. I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. You see, Caleb, the Earth has been in the crosshairs of a number of alien species, each one of them with a different plan for the human race. The most insidious of them is a reptilian race, a lizard people, known as the Draconians. The Draconians are a carnivorous race that sees the Earth like a galactic truck stop to fuel up, eat, and take a shit before moving on to more desirable places. You see, we are on the outer rim of this galaxy. The Earth is the North Dakota of the Milky Way.
North Dakota's got the Bakken Shale play. Old Clem had a dozen leases up there. We're going to drill them, too. Then 2008 happened, and old Clem's funding fell through. Them cocksuckers in Dallas and New York ain't got no eggs.
No, Clem, I mean the Earth is like North Dakota, out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, good. The further away from everything, the better. Clem hates people.
Dan, what you're saying is that the Earth is under surveillance by extraterrestrial intelligent life forms, the worst of which are called the Draconians.
Surveillance? They slithered into God's Eden like the serpents they are. They have infiltrated us.
Okay, Dan. Please educate me and our listening audience what hard evidence you have to substantiate any of your claims.
All will be revealed in time.
Oh, please, don't let a lack of evidence dissuade you from any of your convictions.
It was a lack of evidence that kept me from getting any convictions.
Yeah, Dan, ain't you happy old Clem's got some pull, boy? Them boys at the station evidence locker sure can get sloppy and lose shit. You're lucky the jury never saw that shit went missing, boy.
That district attorney sure was angry. Anyway, Draconians see humanity as a food source, but they only eat young children, babies, and even unborn foetae. That's a delicacy for them. Like that caviar them Russians and rich faggots eat. That's the real reason why they want to keep abortion legal. The lizards need fetuses for their melbatose points at their orgy banquets. The devil's hors d'oeuvres. But they can't do it alone. They had to co-opt a segment of the world's population, the elite. People who have no moral qualms about procuring precious baby meat in exchange for riches and influence. That is what Q's been telling us for years. The Draconians have created a cult of human, sycophantic, liberal homos and foreigners to abduct human children, cage, abuse, and molestify them before they are handed over to the Draconians for meat processing. Apparently, the fear and existential suffering of molested children is what gives the meat its delicious flavor. Or so I've been told. I have my sources. The question is this. Are we just fast food for them? Or do they want to overrun the earth? The first we can be sure of. The second may be in the works. You see, the Draconians know that humans love brutal social hierarchy. So they need to install a ruling class. These are certain humans selected for crossbreeding. These are the fifth column of their invasion. They are known as ambassadors.
Dan, how is it that you've remained out of a psychiatric center for this long? You're insane. You're a complete loony.
Old Dan's been to the funny farm before. Old Clem had to spring him.
I am not a crackpot. Let me finish my story. That Elon Musk is part lizard person. Lizard people are even above them. They are just a bunch of billionaire race traitor humans who are in bed with the lizards. But Elon Musk is a half-breed lizard lord.
Dan, you're completely insane.
Fuck you, Caleb. Elon Musk is a lizard lord. And when he isn't selling you bullshit about electric cars, he spends his time eating molested human babies. The real reason why Tesla stock don't crash is because the Draconians are broadcasting crazy tones all over the financial network, hypnotizing the sheeple to buy more of their stock, prop it up. I ask our listeners this simple question. Are your financial portfolios worth turning a blind eye to a commie lizard pedophile takeover?
Oh, Clem is a patriot. Patriots love the smell of gasoline and diesel exhaust. Clem would never own no Tesla stock. Fuck electric cars. Them electric cars can go suck old Clem's F-150 tailpipe. If what you say about Elon Musk is true, we have to form a commission. A commission of patriots to expose that shit. And old Clem will serve as the judge.
For those of you who are still listening to this podcast, I want you all to know that I am currently drinking. By the way, Clem, did you know that Ford is marketing an electric F-150?
Hey, you can go suck a dick, you lying English faggot.
Elon Musk's mama was a supermodel, and his daddy was an intergalactic real estate developer of the lizard persuasion. Musk is an ambassador, one of many. George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Kanye West, Martha Stewart, and all the members of the Federal Reserve Bank are among their ranks.
Okay, Kanye West, Clem can see that.
Yeah, but he's off the reservation. Them overseers don't like him. They think his behavior may blow their cover as it is so lizard-like. Apparently, certain Draconians need special medication, and Kanye won't take his. He has intergalactic bipolar disorder. Lots of grandiose self-promotion. It brings the heat, and it makes lizard life hard to live on the down low.
You ain't lying. You think Kanye can bring the noise like Tupac, Snoop Dogg, NWA, or Public Enemy? Clem don't think so. Hell, Busta Rhymes would bust a nut all over Kanye.
Okay, I think you're getting a little off point here with minutia. If there is truly a lizard infestation of the Earth, what is their endgame? What drives this fiendish plan?
It's because Draconians are dedicated to the eradication of white males.
White males. Just white males. Why just white males?
Because white males stand up and fight. The Draconians keep everyone else alive because they're useful to their agenda. They use women, gays, blacks, and browns because they're so fucking stupid and easily enslaved.
White men don't play that shit. White males will never be slaves. In this country, we do the enslaving. Old Clem's got 43 guns and 200,000 rounds of ammo waiting for him in a heavily fortified booby-trap compound for anybody going to try to whip old Clem and put old Clem in a cage. And Perla is a-waiting. Perla is a-waiting.
And who, pray tell, is Perla?
Perla is my 1872 mother of pearl handled, single action army issued peacemaker revolver. She has kissed many a man on the forehead.
What do you mean? You're saying that you've actually killed people?
Sure I have. A man ain't no man till he kills another man. Women really don't count, though. That's like shooting a blind dog.
Unbelievable. You're horrific. Have there been any legal repercussions for killing people?
Nope. Ain't no jury ever gonna convict old Clem. They know what'll happen. It happened before, and it'll happen again.
Last time? What was it that you did? Have you ever used intimidation to influence jurors?
Justice can only be achieved through fear. Old Clem, he got 43 guns. 200,000 rounds of ammo. Javelin anti-tank missiles. And Perla.
Fucking A right. Liberty can only be maintained by the tip of a spear.
This is ludicrous.
You can go suck yourself a rancid pecker, Caleb.
Okay. Well, this interview has been horrific and embarrassing. I can't believe I have gotten involved in this project. In our next installment, we will delve into how Clem and Dan entered into the oil industry.
Hell, we're really looking forward to it, English. Clem's rise to power is one of the greatest stories ever told.
Caleb, next time try not to be such a faggot.
I will try to keep that in mind, Dan. This is Colin Birdwhistle signing off.
Now hold on a minute. Old Clem almost forgot to give the listening audience a way to contact me through the electronic mail. Old Clem loves to read mail. The address is oldclem@protonmail.com.
I don't have email. That's how they track you.
This has been Colin Birdwhistle, signing off from the BBC. God help me.